Today's scripture lesson is Isaiah 60, verses 1 through 6. Arise, Jerusalem, let your light shine for all to see, for the glory of the Lord rises to shine on you. Darkness as black as night covers all the nations of the earth, but the glory of the Lord rises and appears over you. All nations will come to your light. Mighty kings will come to see your radiance. Look and see, for everyone is coming home. Your sons are coming from distant lands. Your little daughters will be carried home. Your eyes will shine, and your heart will thrill with joy. For merchants from around the world will come to you. They will bring you the wealth of many lands. Vast caravans of camels will converge on you. The camels of Midian and Ephah, the people of Sheba, will bring gold and frankincense and will come worshiping the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Happy New Year.
Happy New
Year. Turn to your neighbor, say Happy New Year, and exchange a Happy New Year. And one more thing, you can ask, did you make a New Year's resolution? Okay, so how many of you make a New Year's resolutions? All right, there are some. It is frustrating to keep the resolutions, right? But when you make the resolutions or some goals in your life, you have to consider first the values, because life values are something that you believe are important in your life, in your work. And many people, I do believe, these values are important to us, family, health, career, wisdom, wealth, love, friends, and you may have more other things. And most of us have these values, but just having value is not enough to make resolutions. In order to make resolutions, you have to come to how much you value on things. For example, health. We know that health is a very important thing in our lives, but there's a time that you really make something to improve your health. So once you it comes to serious about in your life, and then what you need to do is you're going to make goals. For example, I'm going to lose weight. That's a goal for this year. I'm going to lose 20 pounds. Suppose I have that goal. And then when you have the goals, the next step will be plans. How are you going to lose 20 pounds? Eat less, eat healthy food, and exercise, and also you may have different kind of plans in order to achieve the goal, and then you will do follow up the actions. That is the things that we see the values come really into in a part of our lives. Now, many people question about this. Is it necessary to have these resolutions, this goal in our lives? Well, once again, depends on how much do you value about family, health. And then you take it seriously, then it is necessary to improve the quality of your life. Now, these are the nice values, but as a believer, as a children of God, new creation in Jesus Christ, we start to have new values. Let me ask you a question. What would be the most important values, important thing, valuable thing for believers? The question is too difficult for you, right? One day, the lawyer asked this question to Jesus. Teacher, which is the most important commandment, important value in the law of Moses? Now you understand the answer. Answer is love your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and greatest value for believers. Do you agree with that? I mean, as a new believers, as a believers, now we have many values. Among those values, the first and most important value is love your God with all your heart, your soul, and all your mind. And Jesus put this one into a little different wording in Matthew chapter 6. He says, seek the first kingdom of God above all else, and live righteously according to God's word. That is how we love God. As a citizen of God, now we want to find the value of God's kingdom and live righteously, live according to God's law. Why? Here is the reasoning why the Bible asks and Jesus put this one as the most important thing, the valuable thing in our lives. Because God will give you everything you need. Because God will give you everything you need. When we put the most important value in our lives and do something about it. Question, is it necessary, once again, to set spiritual goal then? And once again, the question is upon how much do I value loving God is the most important thing in my life. And the Bible, throughout the Bible, it emphasizes this value in various ways. Even Paul says, train yourself to be godly. Physical training is good, but training for godliness is much better, promising benefit in this life and in the life to come. Once again, why we have to train ourselves to be more like God? Why do we have to love God with all our heart and mind and soul? Because there is a promising and there is a gift in this life that God prepared for us. And today's scripture, I'm going to turn into a little different way. And through Isaiah, God says, arise, all believers. Let your light shine for all to see. Why? Because glory of the Lord rises to shine on you. What is the only option, only condition that our light can shine? We cannot generate the light because we are not source of the light. There is a source. Our source is God. He is a creator. He is the author of life. When we connect to God, when we connect to the glory of God shine on me, then I am connected to God, to the light, the source, and then I can shine the light. There is no other way that we as a believer can shine our light. Jesus and glory of God now rise and shine upon us. Now we are connected with God. Don't resist that connection. Don't pull out your cord out of the source. Maintain so that you can receive that power so you can rise and shine your light. If you take this as the most important value in your life. There is the person in the Old Testament, Joshua. He was the assistant to Moses, the leader. And Moses died. And leadership came unto Joshua, who felt he was not adequate to take this leadership. As an assistant, he saw how Moses had a difficult time with his peoples. So literally, the Bible says that he was trembling, he was fearful, he was afraid of taking this leadership to lead the people of God to the promised land. And God appeared to him. And he said, Joshua chapter 1, study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night. You will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. He didn't tell Joshua, you have to go to the master school in leadership, and you need to have a doctoral degree on leadership, and you take all these seminars to how to be a great leader. That was not God's instruction. God's instruction to Joshua is, here is my word. And read continually and meditate on it day and night and try to obey what I say to you. Show me how much you love me. Show me how you seek the kingdom of God and live righteously. Then everything I will take care of you. And your leadership, your dear people, don't worry about it. You will be prosperous. You will succeed in your life. This is unbelievable. It's very hard for us to believe. God, that is I have to do something in order to lead these people. I have to be more educated. I have to be more trained. I need to meet with these tribal leaders. I have to have a little consultation, negotiation with these peoples. No, Joshua, that is not primary thing. Primary thing is focus on me. That's the most valuable, first and most important commandment. We have to understand as we live, there are so many things God promised us. And how much do we believe what God said to us? The promising benefit in this life, when we follow and love God with all our heart and mind and soul. And today's scripture says, all nations will come to your light. Mighty King will come to see your radiance. Throughout this, the history in the Bible and beyond, we know that little shepherd David, how he was honored when he followed God and loved God. Joseph and Mary, the young peasant boy and girl, how they are honored. Shepherd, we don't know their name. Disciples, they were mere fishermen. And many other people throughout the years, when they love the Lord, when they seek God's kingdom, and they receive all the promises God has given to them, they are honored. Do you think the people don't like you? You feel that you are lonely now these days? No one likes you? Don't worry. God said, I will make all nations, even the mighty king, even the all these good and educated and the wealthy people will come to you. I have seen many cases in my life. Not educated woman, but dearly loved the Lord. Wherever she went, people noticed and came, asked, would you please pray for me? I have this kind of issue. Do you have any word, wisdom to share with me? And there are all the educated, all the wealthier than her, and they came to him, to her. Not only that, you say that everyone is coming home. Your son and your daughters are coming from distant land. Have you seen this too? I have seen who were estranged from family, and the family went away from the home for 20 years, and she came to the Lord and served the Lord. And she, whenever she think about the children who left her and the husband, it was so painful. But I said, someday, God knows everything, and God will bring them together. And one day, a few years later, she called me, Pastor Joseph, I got a phone call from my son for 20 years on Mother's Day. We are going to meet. There are many things that God brings. Broken relationships, broken family, when we honor and love the Lord. What about the wealth? Merchants from around the world will come to you. They will bring you the wealth of many lands. This is a promise again. The God who is the heaven, who is wealthier than anybody else here and knows what we need, so he will meet our need. And the people of Sheba will bring gold and frankincense and will come worshiping the Lord. When we love the Lord, people will notice and they will love the Lord. When we don't love the Lord, they will not have any interest knowing the God that we know. So all these are promising benefits that we can see in today's scripture. There are more things. That's what God's promised us. So question is, a challenge is an invitation to today's is, Rise, all believers. Don't sit there. I know you don't like the change. I know you find your comfort zone there. But I want you to rise. I want you to shine your light. Ask this question to yourself. How much do I value the first and greatest commandment? I heard many times, more than hundreds of times, but one thing is hearing that. Another thing is how much I put my value on these things, how much I take seriously God's word. Do I really believe? Because that transformed your life. When you take it seriously, when you put your new step to believe, okay, Lord, I'm not sure exactly, but I know you keep saying this one, so I will start to love you with my heart and mind and soul and see how you bless me. Yes. I think it's worth to invest my time, energy. I'm not going to say to you, I'm too busy. My life is so hectic. I cannot give you a 10 minute, 20 minute. But if you decide, I will invest my time. God has given us 24 hours equally for everyone. Among 24 hours, I will give certain amount of time and my energy to you, to love you. I want to challenge you and invite you in this journey together, this new year. If you take this as a valuable thing in your life, and if you start to believe what God promised to you, then want to make some spiritual goals to shine your light this year. One of them is we are studying, reading Bibles, and praying. But whatever it is for you, I want you to have your goal, spiritual goal, for this new year, and expect what God will bless your life. You may close your eyes. Lord, yes, I want to take it seriously. You're the first, the most valuable commandment. Love God. And I will rise. I will move from where I find comfort. And I will start to shine as I love you. If God move your heart today, and if you want to rise and shine and invest your time, the 5 minute, 10 minute, 15 minute, whatever you decide, and if you want to make a spiritual goal for this year to see something that you never have seen before. I want you to stand. I will pray for you. If you want to come this journey together, you may stand. You may rise now. If you want to do, or if you are not sure yet, I don't buy it. I'm not comfortable where I am right now. And I will just happy to be where I am. You may stay, remain, but if you want to see something different this year, stand. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, our God, you have provided so many good things for your children, but many things we just want what we only can see, and we satisfy only the things that we have. But you commanded us to love the Lord because there are promising benefits in this life. We don't know which one. Each one is a whole need, health and financial need, relational need, and all other need we have brought. But we will ask you, Lord, we will seek you first. We will give you a time. And those people who decide this morning for this new year, we ask you to bless them. I know this is a hard journey, long journey. It's not the first time we decided to do it. We failed, we know that. But once again, God, we will rise. And we want to shine once again so that people see our light and find the hope in us. And those who have, you know, made this decision, and God, the glory of the Lord arise and shine upon them. And your glory shine now, and Holy Spirit, come and help and strengthen and their goal so that we can shine in this light, in the darkness. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.